Do we go right to this weekend, or do we lead into this? How would you like to do this, Tom?
We might want to lead into it. Just remind, we get new listeners all the time.
Do we?
Unfamiliar with Scoops Callahan, and like we just
established. All right, hold on, everybody. Raise your hand if you have never heard this bit before. Okay, all right. Two hands on the wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
See?
10 and 2.
That's right. okay, let's start at the beginning then, because I think 1920s reporter guy started with the bar so high that it was difficult to work up anymore. Because the first idea that you had to do this, I remember sitting in the Stars press box with Nervous Tom. And whenever you're sitting with Tom anywhere, you can call him Nervous Tom. Now multiply that by like a million, literally a million.
Performance anxiety.
Because he's about to go down and try a brand new bit, and he doesn't know how it will be received, but he has a pretty good idea. Like Josh Hamilton brought his kids to the game, had a pretty good idea what was going to happen.
I knew they weren't
and he was going to be able to say later how persecuted he was.
Yeah, I didn't think Gretzky was going to be throwing flowers at my feet.
He starts with Wayne Gretzky.
You're now the great one.
The greatest hockey player who has ever lived. Demands a certain air of respect, correct? I mean, when you're around Gretzky, you're just kind of in awe that you're around Gretzky. You almost couldn't believe he's coaching the Phoenix Coyotes of all teams. He's sitting right there. And then you probably can't believe that, wow, I can go underneath the AAC and just go stand with Mike Hajka and Wayne Gretzky. There's not like a horde of Stars media. There's like three people down there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you want to just start with Wayne Gretzky and your first attempt at all the idea is what if I go talk to him like an old timey reporter and just talk to him
like
and see what he says.
Yeah, 1920s era reporter.
Maybe boxing
was very big then, and he's a big time guy, so that kind of plays into this.
Kind of
also,
the steps of the courthouse when Al Capone walks down the steps in The Untouchables is kind of what we had in mind.
Right, and knowing Gretzky's not in a good mood because some calls went against the Coyotes that night.
Oh, it was a tough game. It was a tough night.
Right.
And a very big game.
That rare Coyotes loss back in the Gretzky era.
Right.
Jeff, how do you think the Zebras called the show? Do you think they did a cat's meow or did they give your boys the business?
What? I mean, any updates on that?
What are you talking about? What kind of question is that?
I was just asking how he thought the officials called the game.
How do the officials call the game?
See you later. Okay. Thanks, man. Sorry about that.
Well, thank you.
Boy, he dismissed him, too. See you later.
Now he'll go back to him.
Thanks.
Okay, sure.
Oh, and I'm telling you that I'm going to tell the Stars.
I'm telling the Stars. You're going to the principal's office.
I'm
going to
run. I'm telling Mom.
Now, this guy, in this guy's defense, and he doesn't deserve much, but he's got to show Gretzky that he's not up for this.
There are three parties in this conversation. One of them is working for the Coyotes, and his only job is to keep nonsense from Wayne Gretzky, and he makes very little money to do so and has very little job security, and therefore one wrong step and he's swimming with the fishes as well.
And tattling to the Stars is like tattling to your cool uncle who doesn't give a damn.
Right. Who's drunk.
And you gotta understand, he's the one outside the gangbang after you hear Gretzky go, What? He nods to him like, get him out of here.
Gretzky did?
Gretzky gets a head nod, like,
off with his
ejection.
Head.
But he's gone.
Sheepish Tom is the greatest because you would think that you say, you know, kind of make us a little bit.
So, what kind of question was that? I just want to ask about the officials.
The officials?
Well, then you have to ask it the right way. So then just say that.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, okay. I thought. Okay. Thank you. Hold on. Let me write this down. I wasn't sure.
Ask about
this is
the
my
officials.
First, post-game press
Maybe
conference.
We should switch jobs. You seem better at mine.
The right way.
There's been so many big names. It's hard to sift through. I mean, you have Belichick. You have Brady.
Okay.
We'll do Mickelson in a second. my favorite scene of all time is Peyton Manning.
Well, mine too.
Sorry.
The Colts were undefeated. This is before Peyton Manning had ever won a Super Bowl. So the question surrounding Peyton Manning was, will he win the big game? Can he win the big game?
Right.
He's great at, he puts up stats. But when it comes down to that certain time, he seems to pucker up a bit. He just doesn't have what it takes to be among the greats of all time when it's all said and done. So that's the thing surrounding him, the just the vibe. As he rolls in here, is it Thanksgiving?
No.
Or it's,
no, it's
around that time, though. They were like 10-0.
Right,
The Colts are undefeated, and they lose to the lowly Cowboys.
Big day for Kevin Burnett.
And now, sometimes it's a podium setting, but this time, oddly enough, it's just Peyton Manning at his locker. And now, the way we describe the Gretzky gangbang, very few people, it's the exact opposite. I mean, everybody who's anybody is there. It's a huge game.
People are crammed between the lockers.
It's just a mob scene there.
It's live on probably NFL Network or something like that. Huge.
And Tom, amidst that whole gaggle, decides that he's going to, like, Peyton Manning is in no mood for any buffoonery. He's pissed. Remember, this is his legacy here.
This is the ballsiest
this
ever,
is pre Super Bowl.
This Peyton is amazing. Manning. It's amazing.
The years we have run the ball on quite a number of third downs and fourth downs, not necessarily third, fourth, and short, you know, fourth and fives and third and fives. And, you know, you catch a team playing pass coverage, but we've been able to use the run game. And we had some good runs on the outside today. Didn't quite get as much going on the inside, but the outside. So. Hopefully be a better football team for Philly next week.
Champ, the Dallas defense gave your boys the 23 skidoo all night long. What were they doing to play like the cat's pajamas?
How badly were you hoping?
Cold stare.
Very cold stare.
Cold stare.
Yeah.
No support from the media.
Oh, no.
That's enough. You want to talk about the Red Sea parting?
Oh, my gosh.
And then I see the Colts media rep on the other side of the press throng make eye contact
wide-eyed
with me and start making his way around.
A little fast walking.
Confront me, and I move the opposite direction. Get the hell out of here.
Well, you've had some good confrontations with the reps. The guy in Washington.
That was greatness. Yeah.
That was greatness, especially because he called ahead to Buffalo to tell them not to let us have press passes.
The New York beat writer who tried to ask, you know, didn't understand what I was doing there. Then you call yourself a journalist?
Yeah, I just I just tweeted the archive page. Not updated through this one yet, but this is the 28th encounter.
28?
Yes. In order, if you're interested. Wayne Gretzky, Mac Brown and Vince Young, Kobe Bryant, Mike Madonna, Roger Clemens, LeBron James, Terrell Owens, Will Smith, the Fresh Prince, Donnie. Peyton Manning, Sidney Crosby and Alex Ovechkin, LeBron James again, Wade Phillips, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, Allen Iverson, Paris Hilton, David Beckham, Phil Mickelson, Magic Johnson, Marky Mark Wahlberg, LeBron James a third time, Eli Manning, Dwayne Wade, Greg Popovich, Tim Duncan, Steve Nash, Alex Ovechkin, Phil Jackson.
Well, Paris Hilton was a good one also because I think she was started to like Tom a little bit.
Yes, here's the last time that Tom or Scoops performed. This is Phil Jackson's last sporting event, last question.
Champ, being a Hall of Famer like the legendary Barney Marty Mike Cedrin and having more rings than Douglas Fairbanks, even as Oscars, you have to ultimately take a lot of pride in knowing that you and your cager career were nothing but the bee's knees.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Then he got up.
The last question he ever had at a press conference.
Never coached again.
So good.
The last thing he heard was
1920.
And the last thing he heard was, thank you, champ. And he's out.
For some reason, Jake, some of the online people are saying they're not hearing the actual audio that you're playing. So I don't know what's up with that, but whatevs. We'll see if we can get that fixed.
What is up with that?
All right, so.
Ooh-wee.
What is?
Which brings us to Sunday, when word started spreading last week that Johnny Manziel was going to throw out the first pitch for Sunday Night Baseball. Clearly, we all had the same thought, that even though ending with Phil Jackson is not the worst idea ever, What if the Heisman winner rolled into town? And what if he was an Aggie? And what if Tom was there? How would that all happen? And Tom, feel free to set up the audio. Are you guys playing this, or do you want us to?
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
Sunday, he's out at the ballpark throwing out the first pitch. And me and KT are sitting in the press conference room. He does the first pitch. We don't see any of this. They don't have it up on the monitors inside there. So I'm not sure exactly what happened. But I knew when he came in, it was going to be all about, so who taught you how to throw the ball? And, you know, hey,
did you practice?
What advice did you get? Yeah, how many warm-up tosses did you get? Blah, 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 blah. So he comes in.
Have you ever pitched before? Did you ever play
right,
any
you know
league?
What a baseball
oh, that
is.
Definitely was in there.
Right. So he comes in. He's got his Rangers cap on. He's got his Rangers jersey on. He's got his cool salmon pants on.
Peach.
Kick-ass and cool. He just walks right up confidently. Sits at the microphone. I am sitting on the front row right in front of him.
Wow.
About 5 feet from him. Our buddy...
Were you sawing Varsity's horns off or anything?
No, I wasn't sawing anything off right then. Brent, our buddy Brent Zwerneman.
Full Aggie uniform?
No, I was not there.
You were 12th man?
He was bronze like the Heisman.
Or your yell leader outfit that you wore?
All white.
Yeah. Looking very professional. There must have been about 25, 30 members of the media.
What type of media is covering this event? Is this all Aggie media or is this baseball media?
I heard there were some people, some regular the Rangers beat writers.
Was that Japanese lady there?
I think she was.
She's at every Ranger press conference?
She didn't ask any questions.
Oh, okay.
She's doing her character.
Right.
Yeah, you talked to her out of character. No. She's just got smoker
voice. Japanese media I saw were very happy. It was helmet day. It was batting helmet giveaway day, and I saw Japanese media wearing the batting helmets.
Oh, like Roger Emmerich.
Yeah. They're very excited about batting helmet day. So, anyway, lots of Aggie meat.
Not the Dairy Queen size. It just sit on top of your head. With the
ice cream in.
With a little rubber band strap around your chin. It's all on the side like Adebisi.
There was actually a lot of College Station media there. But anyway, so this longer cut here. We have a couple of questions before Scoops jumps in. This is about 3 or 4 minutes into the press conference.
Okay.
How much did you ensure your wing was warmed up so you didn't do anything
after? I threw probably 10 or 15 balls in the batting cages before, so I had to make sure I couldn't go out there cold.
When was the last time you were at the ballpark?
Here. When was the last time you were here? I came to two games last year with some family, my grandparents. That was the last time.
Champ, after running wild and doing the Charleston and the Lindy Hop all last year, what tricks do you have up your sleeve this season? Perhaps the jump pass or maybe the Statue of Liberty play?
We'll see. It's whatever Coach Bab and Coach McKinney are the creative ones. I just do what I'm told.
Speaking of football questions, what have you got on the screen?
Oh, let me bring it back to sports here.
So
he rolled with it. They might totally do the Statue of Liberty play, like if indeed the coach calls for it.
What was he doing last year? The Lindy Hop?
Right, the Charleston and the Lindy Hop.
Boy, are those recycled.
Hey, how many dances did they have back
do? Yeah, it was 1920. Right, you know?
I've never heard of the Charleston until Scoops got it.
Yeah. He smiled, like when I launched into this thing, not knowing really how he was going to react. He got a big smile on his face. He thought it was really funny. And then he's so comfortable in his own skin, so confident.
He's so perfect, you know?
He really is. He's so Superman.
Like he's so Johnny Football.
It's like he was sent to us.
And he just
from
answers
above.
The question. He's not phased at all. Not phased one.
He's not upset.
He was like born in a manger.
Now, we were worried you would get your Ranger credential yanked.
I wonder if he has a problem with kryptonite.
Yeah. I was a little worried about that. John Blake, the Rangers media rep, he was standing right there 10 feet from us. And he just kind of shook his head and he just sort of rolled his eyes.
Other questions?
Beat to death.
Yeah, if this had been a Rangers player, if this had been Wash or somebody like that, I think the reaction would have been a little different.
Hey, there's no Rangers on the level of being asked questions by Scoops Callahan yet.
It's April. Let's get this over with. 6 more months of baseball season.
Right.
Would you mind if we heard what many call the greatest of all time? The GOAT? Do you know what one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Phil Mickelson.
Is Phil Mickelson not thought of?
Champ, was the key to winning today's tournament bring out the old Billy Baru and sinking those putts like a Tommy gun on Valentine's Day?
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
Scoops Callahan from the ticket here, Phil. Congratulations.
Thank you, Scoops. You know, it was a fun round, and to birdie the last hole to win by one was an awesome feeling. Scoops.
Thank you, Chip.
Now, isn't there actual video of that?
Yeah.
Tom?
And he's standing right next to him.
He is a literal foot from him.
Yeah, and he's...
And Tom had been...
too many highballs, huh, Scoops?
Lots of beers. Weren't you drinking at the golf tournament?
Yeah, I discovered the 13th hole at the Colonial. It was the party hole.
And you just waited there?
Yeah, I kind of waited till they turned the corner. And, I was enjoying myself there.
I believe Brent Zwerneman has video that he is posting. And so we'll retweet that for you to to get video of...
How do I know that guy? Did we have him on?
Yeah, he was on with us down at College Station. Can we hear you and Johnny Football one more time? So, you know...
How much did you ensure your wing was warmed up so you didn't do anything after
that? After probably 10 or 15 balls in the...
Hey, good question.
...in batting cages before, so I had to make sure I couldn't go out there cold.
Did you get any advice from Kingsbury?
Here. When was the last time you were here?
Last time I was here. I came to two games last year. With some family, my grandparents. That was the last time.
Champ, after running wild and doing the Charleston and the Lindy Hop all last year, what tricks do you have up your sleeve this season? Perhaps the jump pass or maybe the Statue of Liberty play?
We'll see. It's whatever Coach Bab. Coach Bab's the Coach Bab and Coach McKinney are the creative ones. I just do what I'm told.
But he acknowledged you? You don't feel like you've ruined it?
Sticking to football questions.
No. I thought he liked the bit. I think
you don't feel like
funny.
He's transferring because of you?
No. In fact, when we go down to College Station in the fall, I've got another question all ready for him.
Whoa.
A very Aggie-centric question.
Whoa.
I'm looking forward to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tom.
Yeah.
That's putting yourself in harm's way.
Tom.
You never know.
For the P1s.
For the P1s.
All right. For the next couple segments, let's do a little baseball.
Thank
you,
champ.
Tom Grieve at 1:15.
Champ.
But we have controversy last night
Sorry.
On the ticket.